Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The life story of Lona J. Webb from Lona Webb is a captivating book that delves into her life experiences, showcasing an unparalleled purpose in life through emotional and compelling storytelling. Lona's book concludes with powerful events that offer readers valuable lessons to contemplate. Her memoir is being called a masterpiece that many can relate to, evoking emotions and inspiring wisdom for life's journey. Lona was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies. She's the last of 11 children, migrated to the United States of America with her husband and six children. Migrating to the U.S. changed her and especially her children. Recently, her book was featured at the London Book Fair, The Life Story of Lona J. Webb, a touching, heartwarming autobiography. And Lona Webb is our guest on This Week in America, joined by her granddaughter, Karina Tony. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Likewise, Mr. Rick. It's a pleasure to have you interview me as well.
It's a fascinating story you tell, and we get your perspective and Karina's, your granddaughter's perspective in writing this book. Let's start with in writing the book. How confident were you when you started writing the book? I know you talk in the book about there were negative people and entering your life, and you had to overcome that. How confident were you when you started compiling your story?
Well, to be honest with you, I still was not confident at all. I was more scared than ever, not knowing what the outcome would be. But I trust in God, and I figure I would be okay.
Well, you were in good hands, and you were more than okay. The book is receiving rave reviews, as I mentioned recently, featured at the London Book Fair. Karina, what were your thoughts when you found out your grandmother was going to compile this fascinating, very emotional and inspiring life story? What did you think when you knew your grandmother was starting this process?
My thoughts was very positive because at first we didn't know. It was kind of a surprise that she wrote the book. And once I read the book, it taught me a lesson that nothing is free. You have to work hard for it. So I was very positive about it.
That's interesting. And we'll talk about what you found out about your grandmother as this process was going through. Our guest is Lona J. Webb. If you're looking that up, Lona, L-O-N-A, Webb, W-E-B-B. The book is available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The title is The Life Story of Lona J. Webb. Lona, why was it important for you to write this story? I know this is something that you wanted to do. Talk about the childhood. Talk about coming to the United States. Why did you write this book, The Life Story of Lona J. Webb?
Well, writing this book was always my desire from time to time to write a book, to put together the things that I've been through and, you know, to express the way I was brought up as a child growing up. So this was really something I was contemplating for a while, but still didn't have the courage to do so. But once I get the courage, then I just go on and take it from there.
Let's talk about when you got the courage. At what was there a specific time when you thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do this or this? Did this sort of evolve over a period of time where you finally decided, okay, now is the time to do this? How did that happen?
Well, I was by one of my daughter's home, and at nights, I would sit in the living room watching TV, and I would have my little book there jotting down stuff. And she would be coming down the stairs, and then I would close the book, because since I didn't say anything to anyone, I didn't want to reveal my secret. So as soon as I see her coming, I would close the book. So from there, now I keep writing down stuff, writing down. And the more I'm writing, the more ideas coming to me. How I should put it together. And it was very hard, but I persevered. And this is what it works out to.
Well, you're very honest in your life story. You've got the high points and the low points, and it had to be somewhat challenging, difficult to go back through some of those. Karina, did you have a chance to read the book as it was in progress, or did your grandmother make you wait until it was over with?
I I had to, as I said, it was a surprise because she kept it a secret until it was done. So I got to read the book when it was full.
What was that like when you read the book? Did it tell you a whole lot more about your grandmother than you knew before? I'm sure she's told some stories, but here it is all in writing and basically her life story. It's called The Life Story of Lona J. Webb. What was it like when you read that book and realizing what your grandmother had been through and what a remarkable woman she is?
It had me in tears because I didn't realize everything she had gone through, especially with her mom and running a store. It was very hard for her, and you just need to be grateful for everything.
Well, and that's one of the lessons when you read the book, that you can persevere, you can come out a better person and come out in a better situation, which is what happened with Lona. Lona, who encouraged you to write the book? We talked about maybe some negative influences out there. Who were those that really encouraged you? You've got a story to tell, Lona. Go ahead and do it. Write this book. Who were those?
Well, like I said, no one knew what I was doing, so there was no one to encourage me. And that's the reason why no one knew about it, because it was pure negative people around me. And I already knew that they were going to put me down and, oh, you're not able to do this. You think you could? And I know all the negative thoughts and thinking that was going to take place. So nobody encouraged me. It was just my inner motivation and drive to do so.
Well, that makes it even more impressive that this was on your own and the only input you were having was basically negative input, and you put input and you went ahead and wrote this story anyway. The book is The Life Story of Lona J. Webb. Book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Once you write the book, then you have to find somebody to publish the book. Were you sure that you were going to find a publisher? And what was that experience like for you? Now, all of a sudden, the writing is done. Now I have to be a businesswoman and try to find somebody that will publish this book. What was that like for you?
Well, you know something, Rick, when I found a publisher, I'm not quite sure how I found them, if I looked it up or I saw it on TV, I'm not sure. But anyway, I did find a publisher, and after sending my manuscript to them, I was still nervous, wondering if I'm going to get turned down or what. But one day they called me and they say, Lona, they like your book, and they're going to publish it. I said, excuse me? They like your book and they're going to publish it. And I said, oh, wow, thank you very much, thank you very much. And I remember when I got off the phone, I called my daughter. Well, I should say she was the only one on it, in it. Sorry, she was the only one knew about it. And that was after everything was done. And the reason why she knew about it is because I need someone was to type it up for me before I could send it to the publisher. And I also need someone to set up my email because I was a novice to those things. What? So when she asked me now what I want to type is for, you know, someone to type, I didn't want to tell her, but she keep pushing and pushing till finally. So that makes her the only one that really had knowledge about it before it was published. But I was rather excited, yes.
And well, you should be. And how exciting it had to be in calling your daughter who knew that this was in the process and giving her the good news that you were actually going to be a published writer. When did you first call your, did you remember that first time you called yourself a writer? It's probably sometimes difficult for you to even imagine that I'm Lona J. Webb, author, and here's my book that I just wrote. What was that like when you called yourself a writer for the first time?
You know something? I didn't even thought of that, what I call myself, whether writer, author, nothing. I just know I jot down a few words in a book and put it together. And the thing is, I could have written more, but I was uncertain of what I was doing. So I didn't really have any thought about saying, oh, I'm a writer. To be honest with you, Rick, I don't even know what to say about that. Because all I know, I just write and I just say, okay, it's either I. If they accept it, fine. If they don't, But, you know, because I could have written more. But then I said, you know what? I don't want to waste time to write no whole long story. And then it's been rejected because I wasn't really sure where I stand with it. So when they told me now it's accepted, I was still listening for them to say, but you could write some more, then I would be willing to do so. But they didn't say anything. So I said, okay, if it's okay for them, then it's okay for me.
And obviously for the readers as well, because as I say, the book is receiving rave reviews. The book is the life story of Lona J. Webb. Her story from growing up and coming to the United States, growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, and it coming here and what all she went through and in her large family and adjusting in the family life here. Karina, when did you first learn about the book, and what was it like when you saw your grandmother's book for the first time, the life story of Lona J. Webb, and her pictures on the cover of the book? When did you first hear that she was actually writing her story?
I first heard that she was writing her story when, since we, no one knew except her daughter. So when it was published and I heard of the whole journey of her writing, I was like, wow, because not everyone who no one even really knows about as a famous person can just get up and say, oh, I want to write a book, and then they get it published. So I was like amazed that she was able to do that out of so much people who weren't able to.
You know, Lona, what was it like with the people that were the naysayers, the people that were negative when actually you did it? You had the book published. The book is doing well. Do you hear anything from them now? Are they giving you any input at all?
Well, Rick, you know what? This is the time you know your true friends.
Yes.
I mean, some of them bought my book, but others, they don't even call me anymore. And even when I would reach out to them and call a few times, they don't answer and they do not return the call like they would normally do. Some of them, you tell them, including family too, they don't even say congratulations. They're always trying to find some way around it to make you look like, oh, that's nothing. And this is the reason why I didn't say anything to anyone, because I already knew what it was going to be like.
Well, the success speaks for itself, and you're right. You really find out in a situation like this who your friends are. Our guest on the program,
exactly,
if you're just joining us, is Lona Webb. L-O-N-A, Webb is with two Bs, W-E-B-B. The life story of Lona Webb, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the big bookstores all across the country, basically all across the world, as I mentioned, featured at the London Book Fair recently. Lona, how long did it take for you to write this book? From the time you actually were serious about it, where you started, to you felt like, okay, I'm going to send this into a publisher now. How long a process was that for you?
Well, it took actually a year on and off because I wasn't constant in it. Sometimes, oh, like 2-3 months, I let it go and didn't do anything. And seeing it's not really a big book with a lot of pages, it didn't really take that long. But in the following year, that was 2018, I think I started it earlier. And it was ready by 2019. So as you see, it wasn't such a big book, so it didn't really take a long time.
You know, you highlight your life, the highs and the lows, and it's interesting you mentioned it's not a big book. You really didn't need a big book to get across the examples of your life, and they're all very relatable. Lona shares so much that we can relate to. Everybody has a story, and we think about our story as we're reading Lona's story in her book, The Life Story of Lona J. Webb. Talk a little bit about, I got a few minutes left here, talk about growing up in Jamaica, one of 11 children. What was that like? What kind of child were you? Were you creative when you were a child?
Well, to be honest with you, if you should ask me at those time, I didn't know what I wanted to do. My parents always asked me what I would like to become when I grow up. And it was so hard for me to pinpoint anything special. I really didn't know. All I know, I like to cook. And I like to keep the house clean, tidy. That's all I could say. They always say, apart from that, what else? I just couldn't cope with it. So I didn't really have anything in my head. And that is what makes it hard for me, because I always tell myself, you know, I have nothing in store like any trade or any profession. So, but since I grew up now, I learned to do a little craft works, and I would sell them, and I learned to bake really good cakes, and, you know, I get sales and stuff. But other than that, and I wasn't a spoiled child growing up. My mother really didn't have time to spoil me, knowing that I was the only help she had to do the chores at home. So she didn't have time for that. So I grew up working very hard as the only sibling around. As you have mentioned, the others are way ahead of me, and I was the last. So but my mother did love me, and she took very good care of me growing up.
Lona Webb is our guest on the program, the author of her life story, The Life Story of Lona J. Webb. Her granddaughter also with us on the program today, Karina Tony. Karina, when you read the story and you learned, let's go back to the what your grandmother was just talking about, growing up and what she went through as a child in Jamaica. What was that like for you, learning about her probably for the first time, other than maybe an occasional story? What was it like for her growing up? What did that do for your relationship with your grandmother?
I feel like it made my relationship with my grandmother stronger, because, like, today, you know, you don't really see kids trying to help their mothers run a shop. But then when I read the book, like, my grandmother, she had to help her mom sell and make stuff. And I was like, wow, it's really different from today where kids don't have to do much. So it's like she had to put in the perseverance, the braveness, and the hard working.
Lona, when you wrote this story, what did you find out something about yourself as you were going back and really reflecting on your life and where you came from and all of the different transitions in your life? What was it like going back in your mind, basically week by week, year by year, and looking at your life? Did you learn something about yourself during this process?
Well, what I found about myself is that anything is possible as long as you persevere the hardship that may await you. You must never give up. Keep going to the end until you reach your goal. And as the saying goes that we say in Jamaica, nothing tries, nothing done. Continue right till the end. And I'll add this in. My mother always say, a sluggard is a person too lazy to work. So knowing all of that, I felt very good to know that I kept this to the end. Because normally I would give up and say, oh, it's too hard. I can't but stop to think. But I didn't do that. I persevered.
A couple minutes left. I mentioned in the beginning what like was life, the changes you went through in coming to the United States, positive changes. Talk just briefly about that. What was that like coming here and bringing your children here and letting your children and your grandchildren have life in the United States? What was that whole process like for you?
Well, that process was, as I said, was a life changer, because yes, if I was still in Jamaica, I know for sure I wouldn't be writing a book, number one. And, you know, all the different things that I do here, it might be anything big, but I'm still grateful for the little I achieve here. And be able to go back to school and be able to get jobs that I like. When I was in Jamaica, I didn't have a job. It was very hard. Walking and looking jobs every Monday, I would dress and go in town looking, and I've never found a job. So to come here is a change. And then my children know it's a change for them also, because I couldn't afford to send them to college when I was here. But when they came here, they put themselves in college and get their degree. One in the Navy, as I mentioned. Two is, what do you call it again? I forget the word I want to say. But anyway, as you see in the book, the different things that I say they do.
Yes.
But they wouldn't be able to do that if we were still in Jamaica. So that alone is a change for us all.
It's such a...
And they're very grateful.
An inspirational story. It's a story that, as I say, is receiving rave reviews. One review calling it a masterpiece that many can relate to, evoking emotions and inspiring wisdom for life's journey. There's something there that we'll learn about ourselves as we're along on Lorna's journey during her life. Corrine, any final thoughts on what this whole process has been like and in being there side by side with your grandmother as she releases this book that you didn't really know she was going to release, and all of the input and the knowing that she's changing the lives of other people because they've been motivated by her life? What has this been like for you?
It's been very powerful to me and breathtaking because I'm like, wow. Some people don't have an opportunity to publish a book because if they're in a state where they rather can't find a publisher, or they don't have any ideas and thoughts to write a book. My grandma's very creative, and some people could take like 5 years to write just one book, but my grandmother, she was able to take, because I know that she could have probably took like because as she said, she took a few months off and then she went back on it. But I'm sure that if she was consistent on it, it wouldn't even take her a year. But unlike some people, it would take them a long time.
Well, she's done a remarkable story with her book, and this is her first book, The Life Story of Lorna J. Webb. Lorna, I say first book, and you talk about you've got other stories to tell as well. Are you thinking about maybe doing a sequel, writing another book?
Well, of course, I'm thinking of writing another book, you know, sometime soon. I'm not going to say when, but I am contemplating that as well.
I was just going to ask if you're going to tell anybody or just suddenly
no,
do it.
No.
It worked the first time. Might as well do it the second time.
Just like the first time.
Everybody comes over to the house, and sitting in the kitchen on the island there is a new book from Lorna. So you'll surprise them that way. We won't know whether she's writing another book or not until she's back in the program talking about the new book. So hopefully that will be soon. Lorna, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, and Corrina Tony.
Likewise.
Corrina is the granddaughter, and a very nice relationship, warm relationship between the two of you. I like that. And now you're able to relate to Corrina and give her life examples, and she's able to learn from you and what all you've gone through in this remarkable life that you have lived. Lorna J. Webb is the author of her life story, The Life Story of Lorna J. Webb. Lorna, thank you so much for being with us on the program. And when you get the new book done, I won't ask you to tell me when you're working on it. When you get it done, let me know. Let me know, and we'll talk again. Thank you.
Rick? Rick?
Yes.
Hello. I can tell it's not going to be part two of this one. It's going to be something different. Everyone wants me to do part two, but I said they get enough. No, I'm doing something different.
Okay, now we're really...
You will know.
We're really looking forward to that. So that gives us something to look forward to, a follow-up to her first book, Life Story. Corrina, thank you for being with us on the program today and sharing the story and the relationship and your thoughts on your grandmother's book. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you very much, Rick, for also having me. I do appreciate it.
It is a pleasure to talk with both of you on the program. The book is called The Life Story of Lorna J. Webb by Lorna Webb, LonaWebb. I want to thank Reader's Magnet, self-publishing company and marketing company, for arranging our conversation today with the author Lorna Webb and her granddaughter, Corrina Tony. All this information, by the way, and a link to the Amazon site for Lorna's book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.